Continuing our discussion of the halachot of Orla, so I wanted to consider today what exactly is the Isser of Orla. The pasuk says, Shalosh shanim yeh lachem areilim lo yeachel, that the fruit shall be Orla for 3 years and may not be eaten. And this clearly means that there's an Isser achila for Orla fruit, that you can't eat it. But the pasuk also says, Varaltem Orla toet pirio, that you shall treat the true fruit as Orla. And the Gemara in Masechet Pesachim, Daf Kaf Bet Amud Bet, says this means there's also an Isor Hana, and that one's not allowed to gain any benefit from Orla fruit. So the classic examples of Isor Hana include that you're not allowed to use the fruits as a dye or a paint, you can't use them as fuel, you can't use any oils that they produce, such as olive oil for lighting lamps. Likewise, you're not allowed to plant the seeds from Orla fruit, or you can't even put the fruit into a composter. And you're not allowed to feed it to your animals either, or to sell it to non-Jews, because in all these cases you're getting benefit from it. You're also not supposed to hang Orla fruits in the sukkah. If you do so, then it doesn't make the sukkah pasul. An interesting question which is raised by some of the achronim is whether you can benefit from Orla fruits by reciting Birkat HaIlanot over them in Nisan. So Sheilot Tshuvot Dovev Meisharim says you can say the bracha over them, whilst the Divrei Malkiel disagrees and says that you can't. Further question is, what are you supposed to do with Orla fruit? If you've got an Orla tree in your back garden, it produces fruit, what should you do with it? If you can't eat it and you can't use it, so do you just have to let it rot on the ground, or what should you do with it? So interestingly, this point's not addressed by the Shulchan Aruch, but the Beit Hillel on the page of the Shulchan Aruch in Yoradah Simon Reish Sadikei brings the penultimate mission of Masechet Temura, which says, Va'elu hein hanisrafin, these are the prohibited items which have to be disposed of by burning them, and included in this list is Orla, and therefore the Beit Hillel holds that Orla fruit has to be burned, and that's also what the Chazanish held. Dayan Weiss, in Shelot Shuvot Minchat Yitzchak, Chelet Yud Simon Nun Aleph, also addresses the issue, and he indicates that it doesn't have to be burned. He notes that included in that list in the Mishnah, in Masechet Temura, is Chametz Befesach. But that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda in Masechet Pesachim, and the Rabbanan disagree, and they say that Chametz can be disposed of in any manner that you choose. And that's how the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin in Hilchot Pesach. So the Minchat Yitzchak suggests that the inclusion of Orla in the Mishnah is only Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, and that we don't paskin that way. The only thing is there's a problem, and that problem is that the Rambam in Hilchot Psula Mukdash in Peret Yud Tet Halacha Yud, he lists Orla amongst those things which are Elohein HaNisrafim, which have to be burned. So that would seem to indicate very clearly that the Rambam holds that you do need to burn Orla. So the answer to that, the Minchat Yitzchak brings a Chatam Sofer, who says that the Rambam only mentions this din in the context of Psula Mukdashin. He doesn't mention it in Sefer Zrayim with the other halachot of Orla. So the Chatam Sofer holds that what Elohein HaNisrafin means, at least as far as Orla is concerned, is not that you have to burn it, not that there's a chiyuv to burn it, but rather that if it's burned, then the ashes are then permitted bahana, and you can get benefit from them, which is not the case with other isurim that aren't mentioned in the context of Elohein HaNisrafin. If you burn basav v'chalav, meat and milk, which has been mixed together, so then you're not allowed to get benefit from those ashes. But if something's included in this list of Elohein HaNisrafin, it means that once it's burned, it's the mitzvah is totally dealt with, and therefore you can get benefit from the ashes. So the Chatam Sofer says that where the Rambam says that Orla is amongst Elohein HaNisrafin, it doesn't mean that you've got to burn it. It just means that if you burn it, then that's effective. So basically it's a machloket whether or not you have to burn the Orla. And many poskim say that you don't. You just have to dispose of it in some way, put it in the bin or bury it or burn it. You know, it doesn't have to be burning it. And it does seem to me relevant, the fact that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention what to do with it. Adkan.